Now, let's just finish by talking to Duchess Harris, who's a professor of American Studies and Politics at Macalester College, St. Paul, Minnesota, also the author of Racially Writing the Republic, Racists, Race Rebels, and Transformations of American Identity, who's on the line now. Hello to you, Duchess.
Hello.
Thank you for coming and joining us. What do you make of this in context? We saw that the killing of George Floyd caused a movement, a reaction, a wave of protest across the country, the engagement of politics on both sides of the line of a kind that we simply haven't seen in that form before. And now, here we're looking at, to use the expression, a second wave.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, what has happened in Wisconsin has spilled over to protests in Minneapolis. And then, unfortunately, last night, a man killed someone in Minneapolis and then took his own life. And there were some people that thought that it was an issue of police brutality. It actually was not. And then Minneapolis erupted again. The mayor came forward, said that there would be, some kind of curfew. And then the governor came forward and spoke. And so once again, we have chaos.
And how do you see this playing out now? This is happening. Well, in some ways, it is an image, not the same circumstances at all, but it's an image in some ways of what happened in the case of George Floyd. But now it's happening at a more acute point in the political cycle. It's been drawn into the Republican convention. It's engaging people just at the point that the contenders to be the next president of the United States are so keen to get their attention. How do you see this one playing out with the American public?
Well, this is very similar to what happened in the 1960s with the Black Power movement. And so what you have now this week of the Republican National Convention, there is language around law and order. That is dovetailing what Richard Nixon did in his election and then Ronald Reagan picked up in 1980. So a lot of people, even if they were alive during this time, might not remember that Ronald Reagan made an appearance at the Neshoba County Fair, which is in the area of Philadelphia, Mississippi. This is where freedom riders Schwerner, Cheney, and Goodman were killed in 1964. When Reagan is talking about states' rights, he is evoking Richard Nixon's Southern strategy, which is, you know, we are now going to have law and order because you have all these unruly Black people from the Black Power movement. Law and order is being, you know, remixed into Make America Great Again.
Yeah, I wondered, will it work for Donald Trump and the Republican cause? We know there's been a lot of disquiet about the handling around the George Floyd incident, but clearly Donald Trump calculates this will work not just with his base, but maybe win over some people quietly to his side. May he be right about that?
He could be right about that, because the issue is that there are still people who are not invested in Black life mattering. And so for people who are oppositional to the Black Lives Matter movement, the fact that these protests are going on in the midst of the Republican National Convention, it could persuade people who are somewhat undecided or on the fence.
Okay, Professor Duchess Harris, thank you for joining us.